It is Thursday morning, and we check in with our good friends at Ivy Tech. And who do we have today?
Susie Graham is the Executive Director of Resource Development at Ivy Tech. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Susie. How are you?
Hi, Keith. Hi, Mike. I'm doing well. How about you?
Good to hear from you. You're no rookie to this program. You've been here once or twice.
I've been there a few times. I sure have.
And we love it. We love it. And it's busy times at Ivy Tech, Keith.
You get all kinds of stuff. Career Expo today, Susie.
Oh, yeah, and it is. It's the pinnacle of our career development program. We bring in over 40 employers who come in to help make connections with not only our current student body, but our alumni as well, who are not only perhaps looking for a job, maybe an internship, honing some of their workplace skills. So we've got workshops, we've got interviews, we've got fun to support it all. So it's a really special day for our students, and we encourage all of them to show up, bring plenty of resumes with them, and be prepared to talk to employers.
And that'll take place in Shreve Hall?
It's in Shreve Hall. And
what time is that, Susie?
It goes from 1 to 4. Workshops are a little bit earlier in the day, but so we're going to have everybody from the city of Bloomington will be here, certainly our friends at Cook. We've got Crane, who's here, PrintPak. We've got the Regional Opportunities Initiative, which, of course, is a program jointly funded with the Community Foundation of Bloomington and Monroe County. TOSIS, so the list goes on and on. A lot of great opportunities.
Now, when Jenny is here, she always makes it a point to talk about First Friday, and this weekend's First Friday.
This is it, yeah.
And is there food involved?
Yes.
Let's get to the important things.
At the Waldron.
So two things, yes, food, yes, and it's provided by our culinary students who make the refreshments, and then they do all the setup and the display at the Waldron. Of course, the Waldron has numerous galleries, and so those are all new exhibits opening tomorrow night as part of the First Friday in the Gallery Walk. And in addition to that, the Ivy Tech Student Productions is opening a play, which is called All in the Timing. It's a collection of one-act plays that are completely run and cast by our students. And the neat thing is, it's a cross-section of students. We have a high school student at Bloomington South. We have, a current student in our theater department. And then we have an alum who's studying theater at IU right now.
So we got a staff person on there, too.
We got
one of our facilities guys is in the play.
Ty Bryles. Yeah. Shout out to Ty. He appears in the show as well. Yeah, so it's running for two nights, Friday and Saturday nights. Then it goes again next weekend.
The following weekend.
The 13th to 15th, exactly. Right. But at 7:30, tickets are $15 or $5 for students or seniors.
Well, come a little early and take a look at the galleries while you're waiting for the show to start, or check that out afterwards.
You bet.
Now, we've had some spots from Ivy Tech here on this station about the Day of Service, and they're trying to get people more involved in that.
And what a turnout you had for this last year. That was impressive.
It was, especially considering it was our first year to do that. We have traditionally brought the community together in one form or another, and last year we decided one of the most effective things we could do was to dispatch our community friends and partners out into the community to do some good volunteer and service work. And so we logged over 1,000 hours last year. 1,000 hours is our goal for this year as well. And we're about two-thirds of the way there in terms of volunteers who are signed up. We have another 300 hours more before we get to our goal. But it's easy to sign up. Folks can just go to our website, noodle around, click on O'Bannon, and then the Day of Service, and they can sign up either as an individual or through their company and work as a team, which is always a lot of fun as well.
And there's a little carrot out there on that stick because something's going to be happening that day before they actually go out and do their projects.
I presume that you're talking about our...
The breakfast.
That morning. I didn't know if you were talking about our dinner. I was going to say, Keith, our dinner sold out.
No. This is the breakfast. I free food, Susie.
There's a theme going on here, Keith.
That's right. Mike and me talk food a lot.
Yeah. That morning, Judy O'Bannon, who's our former First Lady, will be helping us kick off our Day of Service at a community breakfast. All of our volunteers are welcome to join us. Judy's a wonderful speaker and always has really delightful words to motivate everybody to go out and do their good work. Everybody who's volunteering will get a free O'Bannon T-shirt that we encourage them to wear. And then, of course, when they're out in the field, we want them to take photographs and post those through social media and help us promote.
It's one of those hashtag things that I don't understand that young people know about.
Don't worry.
Hashtag volunteer.
Hashtag, it's a search term. So when you put that in, everything that everybody puts that hashtag on, you can see what they talk about.
Yeah. Thank you.
No
Mike.
Problem.
Helping
that technology
along the way.
Guy. That's right.
It's not going anywhere, so you might as well embrace it.
Susie, we got another interesting thing. And Mike, listen to what I tell you this is about. And I know how your eyes are going to roll a little bit. One of our instructors is going to go out to bachelor school with some other volunteers.
Okay.
And they're going to show the kids how to discover, extract their own DNA.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is Sarah Cody, who is in our biotechnology program. She's going to be taking some of her students out there. She's going to be leading 36 middle school students in this activity. So what they will do is that they will swish a sports drink in their mouth, right, to just swish it around and then to collect cells.
Loosen up that DNA.
From their cheeks, right. Then they'll use, get this, they'll use dish soap, enzymes, and ethanol to open up the cells and extract their DNA. And then what they'll do is that they'll transfer that into a vial to make a DNA necklace. It's
oh, this is
beyond
it.
Me.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what that involves.
I don't even know where you're getting the ethanol these days.
Yeah.
Can't buy that at the gas station anymore.
Can I swallow the Gatorade after
I swish it
around?
Sure. Basically, just get your cells moving. That's what it does.
It might be like a wine tasting, though, Keith. Yeah, I'm really not sure how that goes.
But it's your own DNA. You can't have any. You know,
I thought all he ever did was like put a Q-tip in your mouth and send it away
just
somewhere.
Doing the same thing.
So I get nearly as much fun as a sport.
Right.
I'm going to have a necklace to wear with my DNA in it.
Exactly. Right.
Yes, that's right. And then
it's like your new fingerprint.
Yeah.
Hey, before we let you go, and I know we got a couple other things to mention, as executive director of resource development, am I a resource and should you be developing me? And what does this all mean? What do you do? I think it involves money, doesn't it?
What a wonderful segue, Keith. You're really good at this. It does involve. It involves support. It involves financial support that helps us close funding gaps primarily for our students. So in my office, we work with not only internally our own family of employees, faculty, staff, and the like, but certainly with our external partners to help find what that area of passion is for them that they feel that they can contribute to. And again, close that funding gap. So it can be for scholarships for students. We raise money to help our programs, professional development. We have certainly even raised money to build buildings, but fortunately we're not doing that right now. So we can focus our energies on some of those other really meaningful things that impact the lives of our students.
You just had a scholarship reception for the students that get scholarships and for the people who give them.
We did. And that is one of my favorite events of the year because it everything about it is good. Our students who have received scholarships get the opportunity to meet face-to-face the donor who made that scholarship possible, and not only to thank them, but to hopefully be inspired by their example.
Put a face on it, too. That's an important thing.
And think about this, too. These donors get to meet these bright, engaged, excited students who have benefited from their gift, and they're so thrilled about it, about the impact of their philanthropy. So it's good all the way around. Keith, I have the best job in Bloomington. I'm sorry. I know you like yours, but mine's even better.
Do you have to be a millionaire in order to get involved in this kind of thing?
Millionaires are always welcome, but you do not have to be a millionaire. We are certainly welcome to accept any gift that anyone feels that they can give. And of course, giving is a very personal decision. So they have to determine what fits for them and their abilities.
Are there tax benefits involved here?
Always. Okay. Yes, because we are an institute of higher education in the state of Indiana, they get tax credits in addition to the other tax deductions that they would receive from the federal government as well. So,
two other quick things before we let you go. You got a project school poetry thing and a Duke It Out.
Yeah. So another one of our faculty members, Emily Bobo, is going to be running a poetry project today at the project schools, working with 150 students in grades 4 through 8, write poems in response to some original and film photography that's been donated to the project. The Duke It Out competition, this is our second year to run this. It's really terrific. It gives entrepreneurs an opportunity to pitch their concept to a panel of judges and compete for cash prizes, yeah. which range as high as $500 and all the way down to third place, which is a $200 prize. So that's coming up Friday, April the 14th at 1 o'clock. We'd love to have the public join us.
It's open to the public. Mike, I got a great story for you about that. Last year they had one of the students was presenting on something that would eliminate the need for electricity. Like natural stuff, and somebody had to remind him Duke is the sponsor, and they were on the panel to judge these projects. So, you know, maybe you don't want to try to eliminate the golden goose. So
that's exactly right. And we have breaking news here on the program this morning. The Duke It Out boys are going to be joining Jim Inman for the Bloomington Review on Friday. So
fabulous.
If you want more information and to see behind the scenes and everything else that goes along with them, well, you get an extra dose of that coming up this weekend.
Excellent.
Right here on WGCL. So great stuff there, Susie. We'll let you get back to the greatest job in Bloomington. We don't want you
to
stray too far from the flock here on a Thursday morning.
I appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and I know we'll talk soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.